TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you for another edition of, with another edition of The League of Dads Radio here on TalkZone.com. I'm going to tell you about this week. You know, Tiger Woods, his divorce was final. I'm going to talk about that in a Just My Thoughts segment on the show. But I got, during this week, people, I got a lot of emails about the comment that I was discussing on last week's show. I got a lot of women sending in responses. I had a lot of men sending in responses. I had a whole cocktail of emails to read from that would probably have pretty much carried the show. But once, like I said before, it's okay when it's done, but when it's talked about, it seems to be a problem when it's talked about. Last week, I said something. I said, and you can go into the archives and listen to that. Last week, I said that I didn't want to talk about it too much because it's a touchy subject. Well, that's out the window. It's now going to be touched. We're going to dedicate the whole show to this thing that, we talked about last week, simply because it's one of the grandest breakdowns in my from my generation and black people, what fathers go through. One thing that's not looked at is the fact that what the women do. And I had a couple of emails that I was going to read. I decided I'm not going to read those because last week's show, they responded to that, and it's pretty much already out there. So I'm going to start the show off by saying this. I used to be a union representative at the post office. I'm going to give this 2 minutes of the show. I used to be a union representative when I was working for the post office in Orange, New Jersey. I remember one time I was on the window. I was a window clerk. I was on the window, and I wasn't scheduled to work that day, so I had on the window, that is. So I was in the back sorting mail. So they called me up to work on a window simply because the line was going out the door. And at that time, I was doing stand-up comedy. So I used to always practice a lot of my stand-up comedy work on the window and make people laugh at why the line is going out the window. This one individual came up. He was real upset, didn't want to hear nothing I had to say. I had some jokes like, if, you know, you come in to buy a roll of stamps, I asked that you want butter on that roll. Can I get a receipt? Yeah, the receipts are free today. We normally charge for them, but today we're giving them out for free. Host of other little jokes that I used to throw in there. One individual got upset at me, didn't want to hear no jokes. This was having a bad day, I guess, went in and told my superiors that I called him an asshole. The assistant postmaster then calls me off the window. I goes into the postmaster's office. There is Jim Rosa sitting down in the chair. He was the postmaster at the Orange Post Office at that time. Steve, the assistant postmaster, standing up. My supervisor, Antonio Rodriguez. I goes in there. Steve does all the talking. Jim Rosa is just giving me a stare. We had an individual came in here and stated that you called him an asshole. You want to tell us what happened? I said, no, I don't. I have no idea what you're talking about. They asked me about 4 or 5 times. I said, I still don't know what you're talking about. Finally, Jim Rosa, the postmaster, he got it. He figured that Chris is not going to sit here and entertain a lie. If you want to tell me what really happened, then that's the way to get Chris to talk. Finally, Jim Rosa spoke and said, Chris, you had an altercation with a man today. You tell us what happened. I told him what happened. Individual was upset. And I said, simply, before I left, they said, okay, no problem. I simply said something before I left. And I said, listen, black guys normally call guys an MF with a little slang to the way we say it. Black guys normally don't call nobody assholes. And they kind of had this look on their face like, wow, I can't believe he said that. Well, it's the truth. And I wanted to open that with the show because like it or not, each race of people have their sayings. Last week's show was based on, part of the show was based on the fact that a woman said that I have a problem with women, especially black women. And I stated at that time, of course, I would have a problem with anyone who goes on a public forum and say that all black men, all the good black men, excuse me, are either gay or in jail. All right. So let's pick it up. Let's get the show going for this week. I was at Walmart, and I seen something that was real unbelievable. And this is truly the way it is. And you can equate this with the breakdown in family when you have a lot of individuals, families being brought together on a style as opposed to the true life, the true natures of life. I have dated a lot of individuals, and I didn't appeal to them. I'm somewhat of a nerd. You know, I have nerd one on the license plates of one of my cars. I don't have any tattoos. I love Led Zeppelin. When I am with a lot of black women, just doesn't appeal to them. Doesn't appeal. I don't appeal to that. You know, Led Zeppelin, are you kidding me? No. I need to hear the latest black rap song or whatever, whatever they like, their preference. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say I would challenge anybody out there listening today, because I got a lot of black males from black women that once again didn't agree with what I said. But it's funny. I was in Walmart, over the weekend, and I seen this gentleman. He was in pushing a cart. What a beautiful woman, by the way. And they finally got up to the line. Oh, and by the way, this guy's pants was on the bottom of his ass. Excuse my French. I mean it in that text. That's where his pants was at. So I'm looking at the guy. I'm looking at the son that they had with him, and I'm saying to myself, wow, that guy is influencing the son. But then, people, I got to question the woman. This is who she have chosen to spend her life with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Build a home, start a family, whatever the case may be. And obviously, this woman didn't see nothing wrong with her man wearing his pants the way he was wearing. But yet, they're in a relationship. And I just look at that and say, see, now that's what I'm talking about. And when you look at something like that, you kind of, you know, when they push the cart up, he helped put the stuff on the belt. But the woman paid for everything. And this is the classic case scenario in my community where I'm from. That is, I don't live there now, as I stated that before. In the community in which I am from, this is unacceptable. A man not providing for his family and wearing pants the way he's wearing them and having his license suspended and going to have a child outside on a family. These things are all acceptable. But for some reason, there is no one in that woman's family, her family circle, her cipher, whatever they want to call it, to simply pull her off to the side and say, with this individual, tattoos going down his arm and pants, wearing his pants, as I said, no one has pulled this woman to the side and said, where are you going with this individual? I can tell you where she's going. She's going to continue with this individual, and she's going to think that somewhere in there he's going to provide for the family because she paid for everything and got out to the car. And I just watched them. She put the son in the back in the baby seat. He put the bags in the trunk, and she got in the driver's seat. He got in the passenger seat. I said, wow. People, what I'm saying is this. This act is not accepted in no other race on a grand scale like it is accepted in the black community. Touchy subject, I'm touching it this week because it's unbelievable. So with that being said, I'll say to anybody this. Take 10 black men. Take 10 white men. Take 10 Spanish men and take 10 men from Germany. And check the success of each one of those and see what type of success percentage you'll have. With 10 apiece, you'll get a 10%, you get 100%. And then out of each one of those, see who is in a relationship, see who are married. I'm almost willing to bet that when it comes to the black men, because the unfortunate thing is it goes far back, but this is 2010. Enough with the excuses. It's not the white man anymore. It's not all these sayings that individuals like to say. It's the individual. You find out that the majority of them are married. But yet, it's a high level of good black men that are single. And I was talking to my mom about this some years ago. And with that being said, let me refer back to that. A lot of them are married, and the good ones are single. The ones that are married are now producing families. And when they produce a family, and then like a lot of women, and it's not disgruntled, the unfortunate with a lot of women, they think they can change a man. They eventually grow up out of this phase. Women eventually says, you know, look, enough of this. I want more. I want a house. We got three kids now. I don't like the girls sharing a room, or I don't like the sons sharing a room. I want everybody to have their own own room. The unfortunate thing with those guys, you don't grow with them. You don't grow with them. Where they are is what they, where they'll always be. And then what you get is the breakup and then the child support and then you get the family break. And then what you get is these women, unfortunately now, you got a family that was built on a fad. Oh, I like this guy because he wears his pants hanging off his behind. Find 10 black men, 10 white men, 10 Spanish men, and 10 men from Germany, you know, and see just how many of them are married with the characteristics of each. And you'll find that a lot of the black men, a lot of them, don't seem to have their stuff together, but yet they are in full-blown families. Because there's a lot of women out there that don't see it, don't feel it necessary to see to it that their man, who will ultimately be the father, have some type of standards in their life. See to it that the man can hold his own. See to it that the man could be supportive. No. They deal with men that have all the products and all the ingredients of a deadbeat individual, let alone a dad. And then what happens is, when they reach somewhere around, it's cool in their 20s and get 30s, and then around 35, these women get tired of this. Then they start saying, look, you need to start helping with the groceries. This is what goes on in the community where I'm from. You need to start helping with the groceries. No, I ain't been helping this point. My car got a flat. You can't put the Nintendo game down that I brought and come help me. Nope, can't do that. You're not going to get that from a deadbeat individual. This is where this saying come from, meaning you got all the ingredients to a train wreck marriage. There are all the ingredients to a train wreck family But yet the women, because women, you're ultimately, you decide. When they say, just say no, they're not talking to men, they're talking to women. But all this is forgotten about when a woman gets invited to speak on a forum, when a woman writes a book, when a woman gets to be invited on a show. When I'm a big fan of talk radio, and I'm going to talk about some other things that I've heard this weekend too that I found very interesting about where a woman's stress lives. But when we talk about things, and we talk about things being problems, and when we talk about issues, when we talk about family court, there were never families to begin with. The fact of the matter is that a lot of these women out there are building a relationship that should be a crime. To have a relationship with a man that 35 years old and claim that, oh, I can't, I'm having it hard. I can't find a job. Well, you know, you can sing that story. No, nobody wants to give a man a job with a record. You know, nobody wants to hire a man that's dropped out of high school, and I don't blame them. But yet these deadbeat guys, they just, for some reason, they just find a relationship. They, for some reason, these deadbeat individuals always can find a woman. And then these women are the ones that later goes on and say, oh, all the good black men are either gay or they're in jail. As I stated last week, you can't find no other race of woman that will say something so stupid. Do I got a problem with that? I'm supposed to have a problem with that. Yes, I got a problem with that. Because I've been saying this for years. I've been saying that the breakdown with families, where I'm from now, people, this show is dedicated to back from where I'm from. Back where I'm from, I always say that the biggest problem with what's going on with families is the woman. But society choose to ride that ride of there are fathers that just walk away from their family. This is what plagues the black community. There are fathers that walk away from their family. Yeah, right. What a lot of individuals, what a lot of women dealt with from the beginning, they were never fathers. They were never fathers. How do you put all these lame ingredients into such a preserved title? How do you be in a relationship with somebody that don't have a job? How do you allow someone to be the head of the household with the convenience of just being bossy, absence of providing financial stability and security? That's the question. Yet these individuals, as I stated, always seem to find a relationship. And then the women, after a while, they get tired of it and they get burnt, and now they got something to say. No, as I stated, I've been saying for years now, the biggest problem with the community where I'm from is that it's the women, and the women need to make better choices about who they lay down with. Not even talking about marriage. Just going to simply say lay down with. Because that's pretty much to the point what it gets down to. You do that, something else happens, then something else happens, then something else happens. And then now you're looking at the whole thing like I have no idea how the bottom fell out. So I'm going to get a little bit more in depth with this when we come back. When we come back off a break, I'm going to talk to you about the difference between the different races of women. TalkZone.com, League of Dads Radio. We'll be right back.